Halloween is on its way. You don't think it's happening, but just go into a Costco, go into a Walmart, go into any store. The candies are there. And Halloween's one of my favorite holidays. I just love it. And now I don't have to sit behind the door and stuff myself with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Butterfingers and, let me see, what's my other favorite? Almond Joy. Eat it until I'm sick and then go eat some more. So there are ways of getting around not being tempted through the holidays. If you are on phase one, this is boot camp. It's not as if any of this garbage isn't going to be here next year. And for our Power 100 buddies, if you have 100, 200, 300 pounds to lose, this is just not even a debate. For you phase twoers, if you're going to hand out candy, and it's because candy is expensive, go ahead and hand it out. But if you want a treat, do it on an empty stomach and don't eat the commercial candy. Go to the health food store and get some nice, healthy treats. Do it on an empty stomach. Give your stomach a fighting chance and let it digest for 2 hours. So it's just like, you know, the healthy Halloween treats or the cookies or whatever. That's for phase two. Phase one, listen, you want this fat off like yesterday. How much longer do you want to have this fat on your body? The commitment must be so strong that it's as if the doctor said, okay, if you don't get this fat off, you're going to die. And the doctors don't have to tell you that because 20 pounds over fat is linked to something like 23 plus diseases. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and you don't get that over the weekend. This is just building up and building up. Your visceral fat can be surrounding your heart, all your organs. It can strangle your heart. Your visceral fat is hiding in your gut. It's around your intestines. That all has to be utilized for energy, and you cannot liposuction that out. This is the year of commitment. Your challenge is Halloween, the Halloween parties that are coming up, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah. What is surrounded by all of those holidays? Sweets, breads, cookies, all different kinds of pies and cakes and ice cream. So what if you have to smell it? It really works. Licorice doesn't have a taste, by the way. Licorice, the only way you can tell you're eating licorice is if you can smell it. If you take a bite of licorice, which don't, you can do it later, but not now if you're on phase one, you have to pinch your nose, and you won't even know what you're chewing on. It'll feel like rubber. But the only way you can taste it is through your nose. So that's what gave me the idea on how to really stay committed and make sure that, by God, this fat is coming off and I am never, ever going to struggle again. I'm not going to have three sizes of dresses and pants and shirts in the closet. They're not all going to be black so I can hide myself. No, I'm not living that way anymore. So my commitment was, if I really got into a place where everybody was excited, it was the holidays, and they were just baking and cookies, and I go, they'd say, do you want some? No, I don't want that, but let me smell it. They go, what? Yeah, I'm not going to eat that, but let me smell it. And I go, smell it. You can almost taste it while you're smelling it. And then I'd say, okay, good enough. And I'd walk away, and they go, are you nuts? No, I'm not nuts. I'm getting this fat off. Like you should too, by the way, girlfriend. But when you're ready, I'll tell you how to do it. So you can talk that way with your friends at a holiday party. You need to be doing this with me, babe. So I'm just here to tell you that it's September, and before you know it, you're being tempted as you walk into the stores right now. Before you know it, if you have kids, you're at every school party and you're going to have to, you know, collect their candy and all that stuff. Some dentists will buy back the candy, or you can say, get as much candy as you can. I'm going to give you, you know, 10 cents per candy. They make the money and then you go to the toy store. So that's the way to not have them eat all that crap and get sick and throw up and be hyper. So anyway, that's all I want to tell you.